Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here on ESPN Upstate, Rob, Lonzo, you. Be a part of it, won't you? 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us on the Ingles Market text line at 713-077-71307. Start your text with ESPN so that we can read it on the air. By the way, in case you missed it, all one of you that might have, coming up tomorrow evening, Lonzo and I are going to be live at the Spartanburgers game over at historic Duncan Park in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We are going to be doing an ESPN Upstate night. We will be hanging out, doing various activities throughout the ballpark, playing around with you guys up in the stands, having some fun, and we want you to be there. First off, if you want tickets, you can go to thespartanburgers.com to purchase them, or you can go to our website, which is ESPNUpstate.com, ESPNUpstate.com. Go there, and on the homepage, you're going to see a link that says register for Spartanburgers tickets. You can register to win a family four-pack to every single remaining home Spartanburgers game. Register for as many games as you want to go to. We've got family four packs to every remaining Spartanburgers home game, and that includes Thursday's matchup against the Forest City Owls. Lonzo and I will be there. We'll be hanging out with you guys up in the stands, doing stuff around the stadium. And we want you to be a part of it. So go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com, ESPNUpstate.com, and register for your chance to win a family four pack of tickets to Thursday's game when Lonzo and I will be there, Friday's game when Mark Ryan will be there, and every home game for the remainder of the Spartan Burgers schedule. Hit them up at ESPNUpstate.com. Quick phone call. We got to get some college football expansion talk, but Dan has been kind enough to hold through the break to talk about Simone Biles' decision with us here on the Rob Brown Show. Dan, thanks for hanging. It's great to have you on the show, bud.
Thank you very much. I was listening to the show, and as I was listening, there was a break, and I listened to a press conference. I was listening to Simone answer questions, and she said herself, no injury. So I hear you talking about a numb wrist and a numb ankle, which doesn't make any sense to me as a health professional. But at the same time, she says no injury. And then I also want to compare and contrast the young lady who injured her ankle in the Olympics so 20 years ago and was carried off, unable to walk, and came back and competed in the vault and was successful and won a medal. I'm not sure if she won a gold with a pretty bad ankle.
Yeah, Carrie Strug.
I just want to compare. Yeah, exactly. I just want to make sure, is she injured or not? She says no injury. That's what Simone says, her own words.
Yeah, correct. But what she also said was that she was in a bad headspace, that she has been dealing with anxiety. There's a lot of pressure on her, which, yes, she's got more pressure on her than any other athletes from any country in these Olympics, and that she was in a bad headspace to compete. Her brain, her mind, was not in the game at that point. She was not able to perform her best because she mentally was not checked in, and her scores reflect that. She was scoring a full point and a half less than she scored in qualifying, which was literally hurting her team's overall score. The hurt wrist and numb wrist thing, I was talking about Carrie Strug, who you brought up there a second ago, who told her coach before that legendary vault that we still all talk about, that she couldn't feel her leg. She was hurt. She couldn't feel her leg. She didn't want to do the vault, but her coach effectively pushed her up to do it. And on top of that, they didn't need it. The U.S. already had an insurmountable lead.
Listen, the other thing is, you know, I really don't care that she quit. However, you know, I'm thinking just as the country goes, I think she would have been better off to just try to compete. I mean, I don't think that's an excuse to quit. That's my humble opinion. That's all I have to say. But I don't think she has an injury.
Dan, I appreciate it. She doesn't. She literally said that. I think we played the audio earlier in the show. You may not have heard it. We played the audio in the show where she herself said, no, I'm not injured. It's not an injury. It's not a physical injury. I'm having a mental issue. I got mental. See, here's the thing. But what you said was, oh, you know, and this is what I've heard. Power through it, right? Power through it. Get battle through it. Get back. Here's the thing. She was scoring a point and a half less in her competition, in her events during the first rotation of the team event. Her scores were checking in at a level that was bringing down the team's overall score. By the way, not quitting, she took herself out of one event, the team event. She still got, I think, five individual events to compete in for medals. She could still walk out of these Olympics with five gold medals.
And I believe I saw, and I have to look it up, that she took herself out of that too. But
she took herself out of the individual events.
Let me confirm.
I was going to say that's and I'm not saying that's new information to me if she did. And again, if she did, I guess this is one spot that I also come down on. Oh, you're right. She did. She did. She sure did. Came through last night. The defending Olympic champion Simone Biles was withdrawn from the final of the Tokyo 2020 individual all-around gymnastics event due to concerns over her mental health. USA Gymnastics announced on Wednesday Biles' withdrawal generated a discussion about mental health in high-performance athletes. Statement from USA Gymnastics. After further medical evaluation, Simone Biles has withdrawn from the final individual all-around competition at the Tokyo Olympic Games in order to focus on her mental health. Simone will continue to be evaluated daily to determine whether or not to participate in next week's individual event finals. Jade Carey, who had the ninth highest score in qualifications, will participate in her place in the all-around. We wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being. Her courage shows yet again why she is a role model for so many, end quote. A lot of people, and this is where I think this is where the real debate in this conversation lies, Lanza. A lot of people do not consider mental issues to be debilitating. They don't consider an athlete saying, I am having anxiety attacks, I am having panic attacks, I am fighting depression. They don't consider that to be a genuine medical issue because we look at people like Kobe and Jordan and these other high-level athletes who go out there and don't let a damn thing stop them. And we go, you should be like that. That's what you should do. Well, not everybody's Kobe. That's why we celebrate Kobe. That's why we celebrate Michael Jordan. That's why we celebrate Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, these cold-blooded killers who get themselves to the top of the mountain in their sport. And the only individual that can beat them is Father Time. That's why we celebrate them, because it's rare. Most people don't have that. I have been very fortunate in that I have not been diagnosed with any mental issues, any mental capacities. And yes, there have been days that I have not felt like doing the show when I do the show. But I also know people who do. one of our P1 listeners to the program here has been clinically diagnosed with depression. We had a conversation about this last night, and he said, if you do not check it when you feel the first waves coming on, you can spiral out of the control to the point that you are worthless. And then once you get to the point that you're worthless, then you get more depressed because you recognize yourself as worthless and it makes you feel more worthless. Texter just wrote in to our last caller, Dan, as someone who suffers from mental health issues, she should power through that is the dumbest thing I've heard. It's dangerous to do what she does when she doubts herself. Yeah, I will say this. Yeah, have you ever watched some of the non-television footage of some of the routines that Simone Biles does? Lonzo, she looks like a CGI character out of The Matrix with some of the stuff she does.
It's extremely unreal, the fact that someone's able to do the things that she's able to do. I completely agree. But there's a certain amount of fearlessness that has to go along with that. And so you just believe that she's always fearless?
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily true.
Which most people aren't. Most people aren't that fearless in their regular life. But, you know, look, that texter is spot on. To do what Simone Biles does at the level that Simone Biles does it, when you're running across that mat and you realize that you're about to do two cartwheels and then 63 flips and 98 rotations in the air and you have to land on a spot that is as big as your 2 feet and no bigger. And if you go 1 inch backwards, you get penalized. 1 inch forward, you miss your mark and you stumble. 1 inch left or right, you go out of bounds and you're penalized. If your head is not 100% in the game, you're done. And that's only talking about the penalties to the score. We have seen some grotesque injuries in gymnastics. It is crazy dangerous. She comes down without finishing that rotation with the torque that she has doing those 2.5 rotations, Yumchenkos. Told you I'm a gymnastics expert now. She comes down with that level of torque. Her knees blow out and she's done forever. She misses half a rotation and DDTs herself onto the mat. She gets a concussion. She's done, maybe forever. A lot of sports you can get away with maybe not being 100% in the zone and still be pretty good. This is not one of them. She's not one of those athletes. So for her to say, hey, look, my head ain't in the right place, I will not only do damage to my team, but potentially myself if I go through with this, respect it. And by the way, just to put a little cap on this, and here's the part where I don't know what the response is going to be. Just to be abundantly clear, she doesn't owe you or me or her coach or the United States of America a damn thing. I heard somebody last night, she owes it to us. If she's going to put that flag on her jacket and put the GOAT logo on her warm-ups, she owes it to us. She don't know you, Jack, dude. She don't know me, Jack. She don't know anybody, Jack, except the people who helped get her to where she is. And even still, she's an individual who has, as you do, every right to look after her health as she sees fit. End of story. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, you see that, Lonzo? I'm on the clock this time. When we come back here in just a moment from right now.
Well, one time is not a trend to make. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. When we come back, the comments of the Pac-12 commissioner who was weighed in on expansion talk, and I found it very interesting. Plus, a conversation about NFL players, coaches, and vaccines. I know you're excited. Stick around. It's the Rob Brown Show's back after this on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Lonzo has just shared. Julio Jones has just leveled up with me. Julio Jones is on the field for the first time as a Tennessee Titan as they start camp today. Rocking Waffle House-themed cleats.
They look pretty sweet, don't they?
If somebody makes those into tennis shoes, I'm buying them today, Zoe. He's got down the left outside of his left cleat the Waffle House block letters logo in his first appearance as a Tennessee Titan. I'm just saying, leveled up. He left the ATL and was like, I'm gonna show y'all how south I am. I'm gonna show y'all how dirty south I am. That's incredible. That's incredible. All right. Let me get clip number 8, if you don't mind. Lonzo, this is Pac-12 commissioner, by the way, brand new Pac-12 commissioner. George Klyavkov is the new commissioner of the Pac-12. And yesterday, Klyavkov was asked for the first time about the Pac-12 stance on all of the expansion that is happening right now. Here's what Klyavkov had to say.
If the media reports turn out to be true, we believe the move by Texas and Oklahoma from the Big 12 to the SEC strengthens our unique position as the only Power 5 conference with teams in the Mountain and Pacific time zones. We have a stable, highly successful, and well-positioned membership with a high bar to entry. Given our investments in football and men's basketball and our historic domination of other sports, we do not think expansion is required to continue to compete and thrive. That said, the fallout from Texas and Oklahoma gives us an opportunity to once again consider expansion, and we have already had significant inbound interest from many schools. We will work with our presidents and chancellors to evaluate these opportunities. We expect these decisions to take some time, and we will not be sharing any further information today about ongoing expansion discussions.
Okay. He says, if the media reports turn out to be true, they are. All right? They are. Then the Pac-12 will blah, 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 maybe, is what he said. I want to add to that another story. The Oklahoma State Cowboys president, Casey Shrum, or Shrum, S-H-R-U-M.
Shrum.
Bro. Sent out a series of text tweets yesterday where she went off on the Boomer Sooners. She made the comments in a statement in a series of tweets in which she called Oklahoma's actions, quote, strategic, end quote, and deliberate. She said, quote, I love this, quote, it is difficult to understand how an Oklahoma institution of higher education would follow the, and listen to how she wrote this, because in my head, I just hear the sarcasm dripping. It is difficult to understand how an Oklahoma institution of higher education would follow the University of Texas to the detriment of the state of Oklahoma, end quote. Now, she went on to call it a breach. Section 3.2 of the Big 12's bylaws, which references third parties attempting to induce a member institution to leave, requires schools to inform the conference no later than 12 hours afterward and to, quote, immediately and unconditionally reject that offer in a form and manner reasonably acceptable to the commissioner, end quote. Big 12 sources told ESPN Monday that the statement leaves some wiggle room and does not fully guarantee that the flagship schools would remain in the league through 2025. Of course, as we've mentioned multiple times, the possibility remains they will pay the $75 to $80 million exit fee for leaving early while also giving the required 18 months notice. Some have speculated this is the first legal maneuver, and the possibility also exists if the Big 12 dissolves before 2025, OU and Texas would no longer be bound to stay through the duration of the contract. Oklahoma and Texas have formally let the SEC know that they want to join the conference. Look, I appreciate the desire to try to keep this above board. I appreciate the desire to try to play into the concept that this is all with the best interest of the student athletes at heart. We talked about this yesterday, and I almost kind of feel like I'm not doing my job, Lonzo.
Student athletes. You can't call them that anymore. They're employees.
No, they're not. They're not getting paid by the schools.
Still employees.
They are student athletes who are also making money other places.
Young entrepreneurs.
I'm good with that. Let them eat. Let them eat. Go get that cheddar, young man, young lady. I appreciate the president of Oklahoma State and her desire to do effectively one thing, which is try to keep the Big 12 in one piece. Because as we said yesterday, Texas and OU gone, there's no one to replace them. The Big 12 is dead and gone. It ain't buried, but it's laying next to the hole. I almost feel like I'm not doing my job because I'm supposed to come up in here and get on this mic every day with hot takes and fresh opinions. straight off the Hot Take Express. But here's the thing. Lonzo, there's no fresh hot takes here. There's none available. Texas and Oklahoma make more money in the SEC. The SEC makes more money with Texas and Oklahoma. He who has the gold makes the rules. Therefore, they gone. And that's it. I get that the president of Oklahoma State University wants to try to shame Oklahoma into changing their mind. You are leaving the rest of the institutions in the Big 12 and in the state of Oklahoma at a disadvantage by joining the SEC. And she's right. She's right. Most of the schools in the Big 12 are going to be, as the kids say, SOL when they jump. That's just it. But they don't care. Do you think they didn't know that already? When your boy goes home, if I may make a Mark Ryanism here, if your boy starts dating the smoking hot chick that's cheated on every boyfriend she's ever been with, and you go, hey, Rodney, I don't know why Rodney, but Rodney, she's gonna cheat on you with another dude. Rodney's going to go, yeah, I know. But there's benefits I gain now. I don't care about that. Oklahoma right now is going, I don't really care if Oklahoma State can't do it anymore. Or if the Big 12 dissolves and isn't a conference. I don't care if Texas Tech and Baylor and Kansas State and Iowa and Iowa State and Oklahoma State have to go find somewhere else to play or may not be able to play anymore because I got mine. The bag is secured. So now you got the Pac-12 president coming out and saying, well, you know, we don't really want to talk about extension right now. If and when the time comes, we will. Lonzo, how much would you bet Reem right now that the Pac-12 is already definitely talking to at least a couple of Big 12 schools to bring them into the fold?
Of course they are. And I don't blame the Oklahoma State president because, you know, you're going to disparage your rival on their way out. And it's expected. It would be funny if they're the first team to go to the Pac-12.
They might be. I mean, if we're looking at Big 12 programs that are potential moneymakers, right? If we're looking
with who's left, they would have to be near the top.
Yeah. I'd say West Virginia is the top. I'd say Baylor, Oklahoma State are probably a tier down after that. I'd say Iowa State, TCU, Texas Tech are a phase down from that, and everybody else is pulling in after that. Look, man, when it comes down to it, yeah, I expect she's going to try to shame Oklahoma State. Excuse me, try to shame Oklahoma into not doing this. It's self-preservation. Conversation about unity within the conference doesn't work. And if conversation about unity in the conference doesn't work, the next step is to what? Publicly shame the other guy. Couple of texts that have come in so far. Texter says, ESPN, no need to bet on it. The Pac-10 president already said in that clip you played that they were already in talks with schools. So West Virginia and Notre Dame have, oh, sorry, two different texts. They're already talking. Yeah, that's. I guess I should have said are going to further talk openly about it. They're already talking with them. Ain't no doubt about that. They're already talking about it. They're going to take the SEC route and just keep it under the bag until it's time. Another texter says, so West Virginia and Notre Dame have a path to join the ACC now. West Virginia, if there's one school I think we can go ahead and circle and say we know where they go after the Big 12 dissolves, it's West Virginia to the ACC.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. But you don't want to add just one school, so you've got to add a second.
True.
And we saw what it was like with Notre Dame in the ACC for football last year. And, you know, I think it added something. So you got to do whatever you can to get them in also.
I agree that you make the call to Notre Dame. You promise them the moon. But Notre Dame ain't coming. You know when Notre Dame will come? When the NBC contract doesn't get renewed. They got NBC money and NCAA money. They aight.
Or when the super conferences take place and there is no more NCAA and they have to go somewhere in order to be relevant.
Sure. We burn that bridge when we get there. We ain't there yet. Now, might the ACC play hardball with Notre Dame? Hey, you're not staying in our basketball conference unless you join a football too. You're not staying in our track and field conference.
If they were going to play hardball, they would have done it by now.
Yeah, no,
instead,
they're not.
They're giving them all kinds of concessions and allowing them to stay out in football, which is ridiculous.
Well, the ACC gets benefits from having Notre Dame just playing the non-football sports in conference. There's benefits there. There's money on the table from that. Notre Dame doesn't get more money from the ACC than they get from NBC if they ditch that contract and move over. Notre Dame's not going to a conference until there are no more options, and that's years down the road, I think. So we'll see. But West Virginia to the ACC, absolutely. Another texter writes in, quote, thoughts on Clemson and FSU going to the Big Ten, much more lucrative long-term media contract, big name matchups on a weekly basis, home and always to start the season with an SEC school and keeping USC on the back end of the schedule. Tyler from Easley. Talk about that on the backside. Take a break. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. You're you. And you're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys are lighting up the text line here on ESPN Upstate, the Ingles Market text line, 71307. Texter says, thoughts on Clemson and FSU going to the Big Ten, much more lucrative long-term media contract, big-name matchups on a weekly basis, home and away to start the season with an SEC school and keeping USC on the back end of the schedule. That's from Tyler and Easley. Yeah, I've heard that. I've also heard the SEC thinking about poaching Clemson and Florida State from the ACC as well. Which would be another spot where if Clemson and Florida State leave the ACC, I think the ACC is probably in a little bit better shape than the Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma, Lonzo, but not by a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I think if Clemson leaves the ACC, they're in trouble.
But
why would they want to? I know it comes down to money, but why would Clemson want to leave when they have a clear pathway into the playoffs every year? They are king where they are. You were at ACC Media Days this year. You got to experience the Elvis that is Dabo when he walks in the room. That's how Clemson
is. What, as bad as everybody made it out to be? I mean, he was definitely the most followed coach, but like, I thought it was going to turn into like a ZZ Top concert when he walked in.
Well, I saw it pre-COVID, you saw it post.
Oh, it's also true. So it's also true.
There's still some, you know, deals with that, but at the same time, more than any other coach, when he walked in, I'm sure that he had the crowd kind of got a little riled up.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Clemson. Why would Clemson want to leave the ACC? How much money?
There's the right question.
How much money would they have to offer Clemson for them to entertain the idea of leaving the ACC? By the way, as a Big Ten fan, I'm good with Clemson coming to the Big Ten. I think it'd be awesome.
And Clemson and FSU moving over will be enormous for the Big Ten. Really? I mean, you want FSU to get back before.
I was going to say, FSU, Maryland, you know, it's kind of.
I mean, yeah, they got to get back first.
Yeah, they do. I mean, at least they have a history of having been
still
there.
For the record, still a profitable football team.
Oh, without a doubt.
Still a team that's putting money in, not taking out.
And a team that you know who they are.
Yeah.
So you got merchandising and all that kind of stuff. But Clemson I get, and I'm still going geographical. I can't get past the geography of this.
I can tell.
Clemson makes sense, but Florida State does not because of where it's located.
Clemson ain't but a couple hundred miles north of FSU. Clemson's is as eastern seaboard as Tallahassee is.
Still closer to Big Ten country than Florida is.
Yeah. I think the necessity for geographic involvement is pretty much dead at this point. For the two reasons we talked about yesterday. Number one, travel is infinitely cheaper than it used to be and more easy than it used to be. And number two,
in my day, you used to play in your region. And you were happy about it.
We used to have to travel 2 hours, and that was unacceptable. Now you kids with your flying cars and giant motor coaches.
You can't get there on a bus. Why do you need to go?
I'd like to point out that your voice is getting less and less fictitional by the moment, though.
Yeah, because here's the problem. Once you went into old man voice was sounding similar to mine, I had to change mine so people wouldn't wonder who said
it. Gotcha. Okay. So you just started talking like you.
Yeah. Well, no, it was exaggerated. I could get away with old man voice.
Yeah, correct. You could.
Oh, that was your point.
Yeah. Stumbled into it. Texter says, ESPN, so West Virginia and Notre Dame do have a path to the ACC now. Yeah, West Virginia, absolutely. WVU is an ACC team built if Clemson, Florida State stick around. Clemson and FSU leave, I would bet you West Virginia goes with them. See, here's the thing. We're talking super conferences, right? Southeastern Conference going to 16. If you are the ACC, you bring in West Virginia, there's 15. Who do you add to the mix to get to 16?
I would say if you're a casual football fan in the North, you already think West Virginia is in the ACC.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. If you didn't do that, you're not an American. All right, so West Virginia, yes. They'll make a push. Look, for those of you who are hitting it, Penn State's not moving over out of the Big Ten. None of the Big Ten teams are moving. I don't think. Michigan and Ohio State are not going anywhere. They're set. So the rest of the Big Ten is safe.
Maybe Maryland, maybe Rutgers, maybe, you know, some of the lower tier teams. But why would anybody
you?
Want them?
Yeah. Well, not even that. Where's the more profitable jump? Where is the profitable jump for
them?
They
came to the Big Ten for a reason.
Yeah.
And it was money. It wasn't because they thought they were going to win.
Yeah. Where's the landing spot that puts more money in the coffers for Rutgers if they leave the Big Ten? It ain't the ACC. Right? It ain't the ACC. So they're fine. I would be willing to guess that if you had a spot where teams were going to depart from, they'll depart the ACC before they depart the Big Ten. You would be more likely to see ACC schools go into the Big Ten than the other way around, I think, unless FSU and Miami get back to where they used to be, in which case the ACC maybe jumps the Big Ten, but it's close. All of that being said, Notre Dame ain't going nowhere. Till that NBC, unless NBC says we're not renewing your contract, Notre Dame's got no reason to leave. Notre Dame in the NBC deal is making the amount of money that these schools are pulling from conferences, with the exception now of the SEC. So if the SEC was to invite Notre Dame, that's maybe the only time they drop conference affiliation, unless the ACC can offer more, but I doubt they can. Texas says ESPN Cincinnati and UCF to the ACC. UCF would be tough given the other Florida schools in the ACC. Yeah, I don't know that FSU is in Miami, frankly, are going to go for USF or UCF being invited. I think you got a better chance with West Virginia. Now, there are some schools I'm interested to see where they end up. Boise State, Houston, schools like that. Could they be in? Could we see the military academies end up joining a conference? Because they got to go somewhere to make their money in order to compete as well. Ryan McGee had a great point in his article. Ryan McGee from Marty McGee, which is one of my favorite shows, said in the middle of his article, you know, we get paid to come on here and tell you things and then tell you why we're right about those things. McGee put in his article, there are a lot of us, and I include myself in this. I include Lonzo in this. I include Mark Ryan in this. I include Diesel in this. There are a lot of us that have been doing this for many moons, many years. And if anybody tells you they know what college football is going to look like 3 years from now, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. None of us do. Even the bigwigs at ESPN are going on TV right now and going, we don't know what it's going to look like. Give you some more sound from Heather Denich when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Prisma Health, the official healthcare provider of the Tigers and the Gamecocks, and they want to be the official healthcare provider for you and your family as well. Look, these universities, healthcare of their athletes is their number one priority, the safety and well-being of their athletes, and they want to ensure that their athletes get the best, quickest medical care with the most up-to-date technology available. And they both agree that Prisma Health is the way to make that happen. And Prisma Health makes it easy for you. They got locations around the upstate and the Midlands. Over 2,400 doctors within their medical network. So you can find the one that's right for you. Their My Chart feature keeps all of your medical health care right there. Convenient, streamlined at your fingertips, but also confidential and secure to help you stay on top of your healthcare needs and make the best possible decisions for you and your family. And you can even get the virtual visit if you got so much going on right now that it's just hard to make it to a doctor's appointment. Go use a virtual visit. You can meet your doctor face to face right over your computer screen to make sure that you don't miss a thing. It's very simple. Go to their website, prismahealth.org, prismahealth.org. You can get signed up there, find the right doctor, find the facility, and make sure that your healthcare needs are being met the best way possible. Go to prismahealth.org to learn more. It's our friends at Prisma Health right here in the upstate. Rob Brown Show rolling on. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob Lonzo, you 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Grab your clip. Nah, we're going to have to save it. We can fit it in. Give me clip 9 if you don't mind. Lonzo, Heather Denich, and Paul Feinbaum weighing in on the expansion talk from the last couple of days. Here's what those two had to say.
Feels like this is just the beginning of what is going to be a power grab. How would you expect this to go from here, you see?
Well, the question then becomes, does the Big 12 dissolve, as many think it will? In the conference, they obviously keep it going, and who they grab. I can tell you last week, they talked on a shallow surface of, what do we do if this leave? And now it's Cincinnati, Houston, BYU. They're all great programs, but none that obviously bring the value of Oklahoma and Texas and those brand names, right? So you've already got schools like West Virginia saying, hey, can we get to the ACC? It depends on if that's reciprocated. Probably not. But absolutely, this is going to be a snowball effect, Greeny. Not even 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I've heard all kinds of speculation, including the possibility one day down the road of a 32-team NFL light-type conference. So, nothing would surprise me down the road. This is only the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Paul, your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, Heather's right. And if you're a middle-of-the-roader in college football, you're in deep, deep trouble. This is all about the best. And, Greeny, why not? How many times have we had conversations about, you know, trying to prop up schools when they really don't belong? And this is all going contemporaneous to the new 12-team CFP. So it's perfect timing. Guess who's in the middle of both of them? Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC. And quite frankly, most of college football is going to be looking at the SEC's backside right now. I don't see a deal out there. Notre Dame's the only chip on the board that can even move the needle, and Notre Dame has already expressed its disinterest in joining a conference. Nobody else matters right now, Greeny.
So there you go. We'll address that when we come back. Dinich and Feinbaum. And he's right. Which I don't say about Paul Feinbaum very often. We'll address that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show at ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.